you ready to worship? Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So blessed and delighted you've chosen to be here. You could be anywhere else, but you chose to be here. So we welcome you. We pray that you just receive tonight and are blessed. Amen. And we welcome all those live streaming. We pray that you are blessed as well. If you are online, joining us online, comment how much the message meant to you, or leave a heart or happy face. Let us know you are there. Amen. Kingdom Kids is with Lindsay Cyrus. She's right there. And Zion's Lions is with Melissa Smart. She's here somewhere. I've seen her. She's right back there. There will be no fellowship this evening. We need help in this area. We need more volunteers. Pastor Chris and I, our heart is to have families serve and sign up and yeah, we have some snacks down there already. It just takes time to get the coffee out and all this stuff. So, it seems like the same ones are doing it all the time, and I'd like it to be all of us, a body. So if you would like to help out in that area so we could keep that going, please see myself, or you can see Marsha or Liza or any one of us. Amen. We invite you to come on Wednesdays. Hallelujah. Wednesdays is a powerful night. We have prayer, Bible study. Kristen and Leanna have the Jaywalkers Youth, so there's something for their kids. We need prayer warriors. We need people praying. I really felt today that God needs to set our hearts ablaze for him. Amen. To really be passionate about the things of God, to come, that he told me today, that God, awaken your church, not just here, because we are, but all over, Newcastle, amen, Pennsylvania, Ohio, hallelujah, Pittsburgh, all area, awaken your church, amen, and you know where it starts, people praying, so I implore you to come and pray with us, beginning at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, amen. Although this Wednesday, we are just taking a little break, but we want you to be praying at home. Amen. If all those, I pray that you will give out of your hearts tonight. We have our offering boxes. We don't say a whole lot about giving sometimes, so, and this church is blessed. We are truly, truly blessed, and we thank you. I just want you to know there's nothing insignificant. If you give a dime in this can, it's worth something. It's valuable. And I was thinking about the widow. She gave everything she had. If that's all you have, God bless you, and God will multiply it. We can give in person, online, or by mail. There's many cards throughout the church that have the QR codes, and you can scan them. You can even go online and get our sermons. We have our own app, so if you haven't downloaded that, please do so. If you need help, any one of us can help you. Amen? Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. You ready to worship? Yeah. I'm about ready, done talking, so we can get this show. I was here today, and I just cleaning and doing some stuff, and this song was on about beholding him, and it really spoke to my heart that we need to behold Jesus. Behold him like never before. And if you are beholding Jesus, if you're looking at Jesus, that is what is going to be part of you. That is what is going to get into you. And the word behold, do you know we don't use that word that much anymore? And it's lost its value. And it's lost the sense of weight and glory that calls for the use of that word. God says, come, give your attention. That's what it means. Come, behold, give your attention to him. Gaze on something truly spectacular, Jesus. Gaze upon him, hallelujah. And this is the scripture It says 2 Corinthians 3:18. This is the Passion Version. We all, with unveiled faces, behold the glory of the Lord. As in a mirror, we are being transformed, hallelujah, into His very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another. And this glorious transfiguration comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So I just encourage you tonight to behold Him. Just gaze upon His beauty, His holiness, His loveliness, and I know that you will be changed tonight, that you will be blessed tonight. Thank you for being here. Amen. So Father, we come before you. We just thank you for your presence tonight, Lord. And we as a body, we enter in together. Hallelujah. We enter in together, Lord God, that this side of the church and this side of the church, that we are just giving and we are just blessing. We are creating a flow in this house, Lord God, that you can minister, Father, that you can touch our hearts, Lord God, that you can heal, that you can set free and deliver, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We give you all the glory. We ask, Lord God, you bless our pastor as he comes forth tonight with the word, Lord. We know, Lord God, that he has something amazing and powerful from you. Let us receive it, Father. We thank you for our children. Bless these children, Lord God, in this house. Multiply them. Encourage their hearts, Lord God. And we just thank you. We praise you. And all the people said, go see someone.
Darkness, you reach down to save us. You conquered the grave, you crossed the divide, lost in our sin, you made us alive. How can we ever hold it inside? We can't hold back. We're gonna stop singing. Set free, no longer bound in chains. You rescued me and called me by name. You conquered the grave, you crossed the divide. Lost in our sin, you made us alive. How can we ever hold it inside? We can't hold back. We're gonna lift you higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like a fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. Never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop. Stop singing. Never gonna stop singing. Every tribe, every tongue, every heart will sing. Every knee we will bow to the risen King. Lift Him up, lift Him up. Never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop. Every tribe, every tongue, every heart will sing. Every knee we will bow to the risen King. Lift Him up, lift Him up. Never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop. Higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like a fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. Never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop. Higher.
waited for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. You're sending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're seeing. searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide us. You know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to
worker. You're working, even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. Never stop, never stop.
You to lift up the name. Hallelujah.
When I don't feel it,
come on. Hallelujah.
Working.
Come on.
Stop,
I don't care how you feel. Come on.
Working.
Let the Holy Spirit
never
interrupt
stop,
whatever pain, whatever hurt you're going through. Even when I don't see that you're working.
Even when I don't feel that you're working.
Come on. He never stops. No, he never stops working. He never stops. Come on. Put your hands together. Give him praise. Even when I don't see that you're working.
Even when I don't feel that you're working,
he never stops, never stops working. He never stops, no, he never stops working. Even when I don't see that you're working,
even when I don't feel that you're working,
he never stops,
never stops working.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Even when I don't see that you're working,
even when I stop working.
Come on one more time.
Never
shout
stop,
it out.
Never stop.
Even when I don't see it. Come on.
That is who you are. That is who you are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are.
Whoa.
That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are.
You're faithful.
That is who you are.
You're faithful.
That is who you are.
That's who you are.
That is who you are.
Oh, hallelujah.
That is who you are.
He's holy.
That is who you are.
He's holy.
That is who you are.
He's holy. He's worthy.
That is who you are.
Oh,
that is who you are.
You're the same.
That is who you
are. Oh, you never fail.
That is who you are.
You're my way maker.
That is who you are.
You're my miracle worker.
That is who you are.
Oh, that's who you are. Come on, come on, I just feel the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just really feel, hallelujah. I got a word in my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, from your Father. Hallelujah. I feel the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. I wants to interrupt. Hallelujah. Can you say that? He wants to interrupt. Hallelujah. What the enemy has meant for evil. Hallelujah. Your Father. Hallelujah. Who's a good Father. He wants to interrupt. Hallelujah. What the enemy has meant for evil. Your Father. Who's a good Father. Hallelujah. Your Father. Hallelujah. Wants to interrupt what the enemy. Hallelujah. Has tried to plant in your ground. What he's tried to disrupt. He, hallelujah, who's the good Father, hallelujah. Let the Father, the good Father, interrupt right here tonight. Right here tonight. Don't leave the same. Don't walk out this house the same, hallelujah. Walk out, hallelujah, interrupted by the Word of God. It's a Word that'll set you free. Come on, in one day, I came and I met the good Father, and in one day he interrupted my addiction and he set me free in one day. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. The God that paid the penalty, hallelujah, to take sin, sickness, disease, with all those things that you're going through right here tonight, whether it's anxiety, whether it's fear, whether it's doubt, God wants to interrupt it. I want you to close your eyes. Hallelujah. Can you just lift up your hands? Don't look at anybody else. Oh, yes, Lord. Tonight, God. Father God, hallelujah. You might be at the end of your rope. You might be at the end of the rope. But I'm here to tell you, God's on the other end. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you, hallelujah, to let him interrupt what the enemy has meant for evil. I don't care what it is. I don't care whatever it might be. God's bigger than that. Come on, I said God's bigger than that. I said he's bigger than that. There ain't no problem. Come on, the Bible says that he sits upon the circle of the universe. Hallelujah. He sits upon it. That means you can't get past him. You can't get beyond him. Hallelujah. No matter what you got going on, no matter what that issue is, it can't get past God. It can't get beyond him. It's not bigger than him. It's not greater than him. That's who he is. He's the way maker. He's the miracle worker. That's who he is. That's just who he is. He's my healer. Hallelujah. That's who he is. God just wants you to agree. He just wants you to believe. He just wants you to take hold of it and have faith and believe that that's who he is. That's who he is. That is who he is. I said that is who he is. That is who he is. Interrupt it tonight, God. God, those that are watching online, I pray that you interrupt them right here tonight, God, tonight. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God glory. Give God glory. Yep. Hallelujah. Children, go to the classes. You may be seated real quick. Hallelujah. You want to glorify God? Come on. Can I give you a testimony? Can I give you a testimony? Hallelujah. You want a testimony of God's goodness, of God's mercy, of who He is? How many of you guys know that? I don't know if you know this or not, but Sister Joyce got taken to the hospital on Friday morning. I think, I'm not sure what day, but she was completely out of it. She called the doctors and she was out of it. She was, when they came, her lips were blue. And they kept hitting her heart, trying to get her to say, come on, don't go nowhere. But she felt so much at peace. There's a lot to that. The reason why I believe that she was feeling peace, because she was going to the hospital at that time. But, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, guys. You go to your classes. Here you go. That way, honey. There you go. There you go. Hallelujah. Come on, give God glory. So I called her and this morning I caught a hold. She called me last night and she was really down because she still had so much faith. This woman's amazing. She's one of my heroes. Really is. She is. Everything the enemy has thrown at her, every dart, every obstacle that she has faced. Come on, you know Joyce. She's faithful. She's faithful. She's faithful. And every excuse that the enemy has given her to give up, she's denied it. Everything that the enemy has given her excuse to be interrupted by who God was, what the faithfulness of God, of God's word, a testing of God's word. I want you to know that no matter where you are in life, this will be challenged. If you believe this word, I'm here to tell your neighbor, this will be challenged. This will be challenged. Why? Because listen to me, whenever there's the truth, you will always, hallelujah, be faced with a lie. There's a counterfeit out there, hallelujah, that wants to interrupt the truth that's in your life. Come on, it wants to interrupt the truth about what God says about you. And listen, hallelujah. So she's in the hospital and we just prayed last night and she was on the prayer chain and so this morning I told my wife I'm going there and I didn't tell my wife what I was preaching about, but God was speaking on my heart all day about that. God says, I want to interrupt what the enemy's doing. I want to interrupt what the enemy's doing. Hallelujah. And if I got some people that would just agree with me, hallelujah, and let me interrupt, let me do this miracle in your life. Just let me do something great within your life, hallelujah. If I can find somebody to say yes, hallelujah, to my word, somebody to abide, to agree in that I am who I said I am, that'll stand on my word, hallelujah, and not be shaken, not be moved away, not be taken from it, and not be interrupted, hallelujah. But I got somebody that will stand up. Somebody. And I just felt like just Joyce has been beat up. And a righteous anger that was within me. As I pulled out my driveway, my wife calls me. She goes, what you doing? I said, I'm going to the hospital to pray for Joyce. And she's, go interrupt what the enemy's doing. Man, I knew right then and there I was on a mission. Hallelujah. We're two. Hallelujah. Agree. We're two. Hallelujah. Two agree. He's in the midst. So I knew God was in that word. So I said, man, I'm walking in that place. I'm going there. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just going to go. Sometimes we're afraid to pray because how about if it doesn't happen? You ain't worried about that. That ain't your problem because you're not the healer. He is the healer. He just asked you, lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick. Pray for those ones. That's all He asked you to do. Come on, mind your own business. He's the healer. Tell your neighbor, you're not the healer. I have no ability to heal anybody, but I know somebody who does. I said, I know somebody who does. I know someone who breaks the chains and rolls stones away. So I was driving there. I just was praying in the spirit. And the closer I got, the more I grabbed my mask. I put my mask on, but it wasn't going to shut my mouth. So I get up there and I go in, I walk in the door and
walk in the door and we begin to pray together, which is the first thing I do, just praying. We're just praying that God interrupts this thing. And we pray that God would release her today. That God would release her out of that hospital today. If you knew where she was yesterday, you would say there's no way she's released today. Her potassium was at 2. Shouldn't be here. And when I'm praying, I said amen. I turned around. The nurse is standing behind me. And she goes, well, I have your release papers in my hand. Come on, give God praise. Come on. God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. He knows what he's doing. Man, I don't know if it was... Listen, I know Joy. Did you hear that? He just said amen, that you, God, would release me. I heard it. She heard it. She was standing right there. I don't know if she needed to hear it or whatever, who needed to hear it, but she was standing right there. And I know who heard it. I know the devil heard it. And she goes, well, your potassium level was at 5.2. Your vitals are perfect. She goes, well, when am I going to be released? Right now. Right now. I said, Joycey, I'd take you out of here right now, but I got my big red truck. I don't know if you fit in here. I don't know. It's, you know. So she called her son. But just give God praise. Glorify his name. That is who he is. That's who he is. That's who he is. He's looking for some interrupters. Hallelujah. He's looking for some people that will take hold of heaven and bring it to earth. Take hold of what God has said in the heavens, what has been declared from the beginning of time. The word of God that was spoken, that has been directed, that somebody will pick up his word. Somebody will take hold of it and begin to walk in it. That it will become flesh. Just like Jesus. He was the word of God become flesh. God's looking for some people to become the word of God and to become flesh. And to walk it out right here. Right here. And to interrupt what the enemy's doing. For so long, at such a time, I was younger. I let the enemy interrupt my joy, my peace, my hope, my purpose, my destiny. God says, listen, I want you to interrupt darkness. He said, arise and shine. How do you know that, Pastor Greg? Because I know the word of God. Isaiah says, arise and shine. Because your light's come. And the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, has risen upon you. It's not gonna. Come on. He has risen. Say he's risen. And because he's risen, when I receive him by faith into my life, the same power that raised him from the dead is the same power. I said the same power. The same power. Not some other power. Not a little bit. No, no, no. The same power that raised him from the dead is the same power that wants to walk around in darkness. Wants to walk up to those that have been interrupted. That have been hurt and have been broken. Change it. Change it. Come on. Thank you, praise team. Come on. Give him glory one more time. Uninterrupted word. Uninterrupted word. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if you ever heard of Smith Wigglesworth. He was never intimidated by anything. This man of God would just, I don't know how many people he prayed for before he experienced the first miracle, but he didn't let it deter him. He kept praying. He raised over 24 people from the dead. I'm still working on my first one. So what he has to say is pretty powerful. Raised 24 people from the dead. Documented facts. Babies that were born, stillborn, raised them. People that were laying in their homes in coffins, and they had visitations. He would go in and shut everybody out of the room. And he interrupted death. He pulled the person out of the casket, and he leaned them against the wall, and they fell face first. Everybody in the other room's wondering, what's going on? He picked them back up again. He said, in the name of Jesus, you shall live and not die. Hit the ground. Lifted him up, leaned him against the wall for the third time. And after the third time, he says, you shall live and not die. Before he hit the ground, he caught his feet, turned around and walked out of that room. And all of his family was on the other side of the room. A revival broke out in that town. And God was glorified. God's looking for some people to interrupt what the enemy's doing. Here's what he said. He said, read it through, write it down, pray it out, work it out, pass it on. It is the word of God. I'm going to say it again. Read it through, write it down, pray it out, work it out, pass it on. It is the word of God. Whew. There's power in God's word. There's power in God's word. We have to recognize that. It is our key. It's the key to everything that we know. I mean, it is God's word. Luke 8:11. I said that I believe that our faith is always challenged. I believe the enemy wants to try to interrupt our faith, especially living right here today, in this moment that we're in right now. I believe that the enemy is throwing everything he can at you, at me, at our church, at your finances, at your health, everything he can to try to interrupt your faith in who he is. Jesus said, and they arrived in the country of Gadarenes. I'm sorry, that is not the right verse. This is in Luke 8:11. I'm sorry. Is that 8:3? I'm sorry, hang on. Give me a second here. Oh, jeez. Come on, just worship him for a second. I want to give you this. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, yeah, here we go. I'm sorry. Here's a scripture. I don't know where it is, but Jesus was in his hometown of Nazarene. And as he was there, the Bible says that he was speaking the word of God to these ones. And they were astonished and amazed. How many of you have ever been astonished and amazed? You hear, just tonight, you heard something just astonished and really amazed. And at that moment, as they were astonished and amazed at this, the enemy was going to come in and try to interrupt that seed in their thinking. Because the moment as they were astonished and they heard this word that he was doing all these things that the blind could see and the chains were broken off people, they began to say to themselves, one person began to do this. They became an interrupter of faith. But who is he? Is he not the son of Joseph? Is he not just a carpenter? And as they began to do that, they began to interrupt and bankrupt their faith. And by the time that they began to talk to one another, The enemy used one person to begin to interrupt the faith of all those people. And it began to go beyond, not just beyond that place where they were, but beyond into that whole city. And in where that place was, in Nazarene, where he was from, he did very little. Because why? Because they didn't believe. Because they let their faith be interrupted. We have to be on guard not to let our faith be interrupted, not let the word be interrupted, not to take it for granted, not to lay it aside, but to stand on it. Psalms 1:1 says this. Y'all know this, and I think this is such a powerful word. This is the beginning of Psalms, and it says, blessed. That means happiness, a state of bliss. Man, say content. You know, there's a place of safety that God has within His Word. The Bible tells me that there's a place of safety, there's a place of protection. That if we abide in God's Word, if we stay within that realm, it's a place of safety. The Bible says if we abide under the shadows of the Almighty. He says, is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is he. It says, first it says that those that walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We aren't meant to walk in the advice of anything else but God's word. Nothing else. We cannot go to the left, to the right, but we have to stand in what God has spoken. To walk in that blessed place. To walk in that place of protection. Nor standeth in the way of the sinners. Wow. Stands in the way of the sinners. He says, that word means this. It's saying this, that if you stand in opposition to the truth. He said, don't stand. Come on, say don't stand. Don't stand in opposition with God's truth. I can't come in an agreement with anything else but God's word. The enemy will want you to negotiate God's word in your heart. He wants you to get to bend it just a little bit. But we cannot negotiate with God's word. We cannot agree. We cannot come in opposition with God's word. And this is the one that I want us to get right here. This is the one that's sometimes so challenging. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Man, this is it right here. This is what I want you to hear. The scornful means the interrupter. It's whenever, listen, here's the thing that's so powerful that we got to recognize. Because here's the thing. The enemy will try to sabotage God's word in your life. And he'll try to do that by you interrupting what God's saying. But maybe not me. But maybe not in this moment. But maybe not here. Maybe God did it then, but maybe God can't do it now. Say but. We gotta get our butt out of it. We cannot interrupt God. When God's given us a word, for I'm with you always, but. Whenever we begin to think, I can't sit in that seat. I can't sit there. I need to be seated with Him in the heavenly places. Come on. I need to be sitting at my right seat. I'm not to be at a place where that I'm disagreeing with what God's saying. Doesn't matter what else. Come on. It doesn't matter what else. What else is happening? You got to declare. We got to speak over our lives. And He says, but His delight, the most valuable thing upon His mind, is the law, is the word of the Lord. In His word doth He meditate. 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 When? Day? Night. He doesn't go out without it. But He lets it keep His heart guarded. And He shall be like a tree. Planted. Say planted. You gotta get planted. You got to get planted. You could get planted in that word. That seed that God has, that word that God has, this is the seed of God. When God gives you a word, when you're standing here tonight, right here tonight, I pray that God gives you a word, a seed right here tonight, a seed for you. Whatever you're going through, there's a seed right here coming forth tonight for you to take hold of. A seed. A seed that God wants you to stand on in faith, to agree, and to plant. Let it be rooted deep within your heart, and don't give way to it, but plant it and be rooted. Let it be rooted. Let it get down in the depths of your heart. Let it begin to navigate within the depths of doubt and fear, and begin to root those things out with God's word. That's what his word does. That's what his word does. It begins to push out all those things. It's what God's word does. And it says, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. River. Rivers flow. That you begin to let the Spirit of God begin to nurture that seed as you hold on to it, as you take hold of it. It is not your job to make it grow. It is to walk in the Spirit in agreement with God and walk in God's Spirit. Walk in agreement with what God says. Hallelujah. As you begin to walk in a yes of God, begin to say yes to God. I don't understand it. You don't have to understand. I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of things I don't understand. But guess what? Hallelujah. He does. And I'm in his hands. Whom shall I fear? For God is with me. Who shall be against me? It ain't my job to worry about that. My job is to walk in his word. And I do that, the Spirit begins to nourish me. Begins to cause that seed to begin to grow. And all of a sudden, as I begin to see that seed grow in my life, I begin to grab other seeds. I want that. I need that right here, right now. Come on. I begin to know that it works. How can you know that it works if you don't walk in it? But so many times, listen, this is what happens to us. And it says, the fruit of season, it says, his leaf, or her leaf, shall not wither. That word wither means fade. Won't fade. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. Whatever God sends his word to do, it shall prosper. It will not return to him void. It will not. I could let that seed be interrupted, but I'm here to tell you, as I take that hold of that word, it can't be interrupted. If I grab it, let it root within me. Amen? Uninterrupted. Mark 6:3. I just got excited and I wrote down some of the wrong scriptures. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's okay, right? Oh. That's my first scripture. Yeah, that's it right there. So wait a minute. Let me go back to that one real quick. Because I don't know. Maybe I did miss that. So let's go to 1 Kings. You okay? So here this is. This is, I want you to see that sometimes every one of us, I'm coming here tonight to encourage us, to encourage you. In God's word, that God's faithful. He's so faithful. He's so faithful. He is who he says he is. The problem is, all through the word of God, if you notice and see the narratives that's all through the Bible, is people get interrupted with God's word. They let the enemy interrupt them and get them off track. How many of you guys know the story of Elijah? Man, Elijah was like, he was like the epitome of an interrupter. You know what I mean? Like these prophets of Baal were having a party, and he interrupted the whole thing. By the end of the party, every one of them are dead. And he's sitting there roasting hot dogs in a bonfire that God sent from heaven. Sucked everything up. Bam, just like that. Say powerful. I mean, you're walking. Listen, how many of you guys, come on, I want you to hear this. There's moments in your life, there's moments. Right here tonight might be one of those moments. So right here, your faith is really ignited right here in this moment, whatever. There's different times in your life where there's something happens, man. You're disturbed. There's an quickening that God gets your attention. How many do I have? How many of those moments do I have? I don't know how many I have. I don't know that. Nobody knows that. But when I am interrupted by God, I need to pay attention. Because God loves you. He cares about you. He has plans for you. And they're not of evil, but they're good. Hear me again. They're good, not evil. I don't care what the enemy has done, what's happened. He's blamed it on God in your life. I'm here to tell you, God has plans for you and they're of good. So here he is. He's in this place and he's walking on cloud nine, say the next day. Man, there's always the next day. You got to walk in the Word every single day. You got to cherish it, grab hold of it to your life. Your life depends upon it. Your faith depends upon that Word. If you do not ignite the fire by God's Word in your life every single day, your fire is going to go out. The Bible told the priest, I'll start the fire. Fire fell from heaven and lit the fire in the tabernacle. Lit it. Lit the altar. He lit it up. Every one of us have moments in our lives where God touched your heart. I'm here to tell you, it's your job to keep the fire burning. You can't start the fire. Tell your neighbor, you can't start the fire. There's a song. We didn't start the fire. But this moment, every one of us, we have a responsibility to put a log on the fire. To stir the fire in our hearts with God's Word. Those logs are God's words that we, not somebody else. I cannot depend upon, here's what I want you to know. Here's what you know. If you're dependent upon me to keep your fire burning, when you walk the next day, unfortunately, sometimes people will blame me because their fire, well, God just doesn't do anything. Just nothing's happening. I'm not moving in God. Don't blame me. I can't blame my bishop for my fire not being there. The only person I got to blame is me. Because God started the fire. I got to keep it going. I got to keep it going. Hallelujah. Stir the fire. Be ye filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled. Be filled. Be being filled. Continually. Overflowing. So that that fire can interrupt somebody else. So here he is. It says the next day. And it says, and Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. And with all he had slain the prophets of the sword, and Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah. Say, interrupter. The enemy's got interrupters. He's got interrupters. There's people in your life. Our battle's not against flesh and blood. But the enemy will use people to interrupt your faith. To distract you. To get you preoccupied. To begin to worry about something. I don't care what it is. To get your eyes off what God says. And he says, so let the gods do to me and more also if I make not thy life as the life of one of them tomorrow about this time. You're going to die. For doing what you did to my priest, you're going to die. This is Elijah. He just said, let there be fire and it come down from heaven. And it says, and when he saw it, say he saw it. Did he see it or did he hear it? I want you to see this. Listen to me. They told him what she said, but it says he's seen it. He's seen his death. He already took the seed. It already was growing within him. I'm going to die. Come on, how many has that ever happened to you? Come on. Doubt begins to come in, and that word interrupts the word of God like that sometimes. You know what he said? Wait. Do you know who I am? You better run. You better run. Because I know the God of fire. But he didn't do that. He ran. See, I want you to hear this. The enemy wants to separate you. He wants to get you separated. It says, and when he saw that, he arose and he went for his life. And he came to Beersheba. He stepped outside of God's word. He stepped out of God's provision at that moment. Listen. And it says, and his life, and he ran, he says, belongeth, and he says, and he came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and he left. Man, I thought, this is almost a good moment, because you get the Judah. What does Judah mean? What does Judah mean? Judah means praise. But he didn't stay there, he left. He did two things that you shouldn't do. Two things. Number one, forfeit your praise. Come on. When the enemy is trying to interrupt your faith, don't forfeit your praise. Come on. Lift up the name of Jesus. Come on. Praise and worship was created for you, to your faith, to be magnified. Why? Because sometimes we do not see God that big. You need a magnifying glass. And praise and worship magnifies God. It makes him bigger than what you think he is. He is bigger. But the problem is, he needed to magnify God at that moment, begin to worship and praise. And the second thing he did is he left his servant behind. Right then and there, I'm here to tell you, listen to me. Be on guard. You lose your praise, and you begin to get separated from those that have walked in battle with you. Those people that can interrupt the enemy's word with God's word. Come on, hear me tonight. Come on. I need to be around some people, come on, in my life that I know they're going to interrupt whatever the enemy's trying to do in my life. When the enemy tries to bring something against, hallelujah, who I am and God, I know I got some people that are going to pray with me, they're going to stand with me, that are going to agree with me, they're going to fight with me, they're going to war, hallelujah, that are going to interrupt what the enemy's trying to do. You ain't going to catch me by myself. You ain't going to catch me without my worship on. Come on, are you all right? He says, and I can't do that. He left his servant here. He says, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. Wow, getting worse. He was heading into the wilderness. When the enemy gets you alone, there ain't nothing good happens in the desert. Ain't nothing really meant to live there. Ain't nothing really meant to grow there. You ain't meant to live there. Come on, some of us have went through some wildernesses. We've went there, but you're not meant to put a camp there. You're not meant to put a tent there and stay there. Just keep on moving. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. I'm going to walk through it. You're going to walk through it. Your faith will be challenged. Just keep walking. Tell your neighbor, don't stop walking. I said, don't stop walking. Don't stop walking. Don't stop walking in the truth of God. You okay? There's no snack tonight, so I got an extra minute, okay? And say, he himself went God knows what he's doing. He says, so in the wilderness, and he came, he sat down underneath the juniper tree, and he questioned for himself. He requested for himself that he might. It's 2 days. 2 days. Maybe 3 days after an incredible miracle took place. 3 days. And he's asking to die. I want you to know that we got to be on guard. The enemy wants to interrupt. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. What? Your seed. He wants to destroy God's word in your heart. Come on, say he can't have it. He can't have it. I said he can't have it. And he says, but himself, he says that he might die. And he said, it is enough now. He says, oh Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers. Say wrong confession. See, that's exactly what the enemy wants to do. He wants you to begin to confess death. He wants you to begin to confess hopelessness. He wants you to be at a place that you feel like there's no way getting back. He wants you to feel like there's no hope. He wants you to feel like there's no point of, what is this all about? Stay rooted. Come on, I said stay rooted. Exodus 14. You okay? Come on. It says, and now the parables. This is it. I'm sorry. Stay there, but I want you to see this. This is the whole point I wanted you to get at the beginning, and I didn't get there. There's a reason for it, so we'll just go with this. Is that okay? Jesus gave a parable about a seed, a sower that was sowing seeds. Hear me tonight. God wants you, God has sowed seeds. He's already given us seeds. It's right here. They're seeds right here. Right here. Tonight, God has sowed a seed in your heart. Every one of us. Every single day, I'm here to tell you, God desires to sow the seed of faith within your heart. Every day. Every single day. The Bible says God's mercy is new. Every day. God says that I need to, we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give me my 1 week bread. My daily. Daily. How many of you guys know that you gotta eat? Daily. You might be able to miss a few meals. I could probably definitely miss a few. Don't laugh, Jody. But after a few days, I'm going to get hangry. And I'm not going to like anybody around me. And I'm going to end up, if I don't keep eating, I'm going to die. How many guys know that spiritually, if we don't keep eating, and if we only eat a little bit, we'll never grow. You got to eat every day. His word's valuable. We need to treat it like it's valuable. And he says, now there's a parable of the seed that is the word of God. Those, by the way, are they which hear the word, cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. So here's a word that it fell by the wayside. He says, and the devil comes and he takes it away, plucks it away. As soon as it comes in your heart, all of a sudden the enemy will try to take it away from you. Doubt. Say doubt. Doubt will come and try to rip it out of your heart. He says, and then, he says, there was them on that fell on the rock, which when they hear, every they receive the word with joy. Come on. Just like Elijah, he received, he was excited, he was fired up. The children of Israel were fired up with what God did, but it didn't take root. He didn't let it be nourished. He didn't take root. It didn't get deep. It didn't let it begin to get deep. It was real shallow. And it says, he received the word with joy. He says, but there was no root. And while they believe in time, temptation fell away. They fell away. Whenever they were tempted, when things came against them, they fell away. It says, and the third one is this. It says, the word fell among thorns. And when it fell among thorns, the thorns began to choke it. But there's one seed that fell upon good ground. And it began to grow. Say, it's got to grow. Exodus 14:14. Check this out.
All right?
Thanks. Yeah. Exodus 14. Come on, second book of the Bible. Come on, Chris. It's hard to do with my fat fingers sometimes. So here's the picture. The children of Israel just experienced an amazing thing. The death angel passed over. The lamb was sacrificed because of the blood was on the doorpost. Remember, the blood was on the door. And the angel, death angel, passed over. That's good news. They left the place singing and dancing, pumped up, fired up, man. They were shouting. They had all kinds of gold. Pockets were full. 3 days later, say the next day. You got to guard your heart. You got to guard your heart. And all of a sudden they come to a place, and they get to this place, and they hit the Red Sea. Say, nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. They get in front of the Red Sea, and they don't know which way to go. And that's bad. They're like, oh, hey, what's going on? And all of a sudden they look back, and guess who's behind them? Pharaoh. The slave master. The one that God told let him go, but then God put it in his heart to say, okay, go get him. So they hit the Red Sea. I'm here to tell you, listen to me. Listen, those things that were in your past, some of those things, it takes a Red Sea moment. It takes a moment in your life that you face that the only way through it is God. God's the only way. He has to be the way maker. Sometimes in your life, you experience some things and things are great, but there comes a point in your life sometimes where you're at your Red Sea. I don't know about you, but I've been in my Red Sea a few times where that I had no way which way to go. And sometimes the first thing you do is you suck. But to Moses. Come on, I'm being real. You blame it on everybody else. You blame it on everybody else. That ain't the answer. Then all of a sudden you begin to say this. It was better back in Egypt. I'm here to tell you. You know that your faith has been interrupted whenever you begin to think it was better before. I'm here to help you tonight. When the enemy makes you think that your past is better than your future, you're living a lie. Come on. I'm here to tell you, listen to me, my future's better. My future's better. I said my future's better. The enemy wants you to believe your past was better, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, see, God needed you to face that because in your heart you believed it was better before. But God says, listen, only a Red Sea can get it out of you. There's some of those moments that have to die. Sometimes it's our pride, sometimes it's our selfishness, self-preservation, whatever those things might be. Sometimes, I'm here to tell you, they can't come. They got to be left behind. And so many times people that are coming to churches, they let their faith be interrupted by Pharaoh out of fear, out of doubt, and they don't cross the Red Sea. And they never overcome their past. They keep repeating it over and over and over. But God says, I want you to trust me. Here's what I want you to do. Are you ready? And he says this, this is good too. And this is what they said to him. They said, is not this the word that we told you? We told you that you were bringing us out here to kill us. See how the enemy has really interrupted their faith. This is what they really thought. I wrote this down. Listen, I want to tell you this. He wants us to believe his lie. And that he tells us, Egypt, let us alone that we serve the Egyptians. It's better back then. And Moses said unto the people, this is what he said. This is God's word. God began to interrupt what the enemy was doing. He says, I'm going to tell you something. I want you to walk in what I tell you. And if you do, he says, fear not, stand still and see the salvation. See it. I want you to see it. I want you to see it with your own eyes, which I will show you today. Say today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall not see them any more. Never again. You will never see them again. He says, the Lord shall fight for you and you will hold your peace. Rest. Rest in my words. Listen to me. That's the key thing. They were suffocated by anxiety at that moment. But the enemy, listen, God wanted to free them from Pharaoh. He wanted to free them from their past. Only the Red Sea will make you face your fear. Pharaoh died in the Red Sea. The only time, if they did not go through there, Pharaoh would not have died. It would have continued. But because they were willing to not let the enemy interrupt their faith and walk through the Red Sea, even though it was fearful, man. But they said, I'm going to trust God. They let God interrupt their fear. He washed away pride, self-reliance, self-dependence. That's what God wants to do. He breaks off the bondage walking through the Red Sea. It's in those moments as you walk and trust in God's word, the hardest moments, hardest places is standing in God's word and walking through that place. It's in those places what you can't see, what God's doing on your behalf, you can't see, but I'm here to tell you, God's working it out. He's working, he's interrupting the enemy's plans. He's pulling the plug on what the enemy has planned. Come on. Luke 7:4. I gotta get through this. It says, and it came to pass, say after that. Come on. Here's what happened. It says, it came to place after that as he went to the city called Nain. Listen, this is, I've mentioned this before. I want you to get this because this brings us into picture. Jesus was walking in. I'm telling you, God is always looking to interrupt what the enemy's doing. He always wants to interrupt hopelessness. That's what God's word does. That's what God does. If you let it, it'll interrupt the enemy. So Jesus is walking to a place, and the place is called what? Nain. That word Nain means pasture. But I want you to know that sometimes the enemy will interrupt what was supposed to be a pasture and make it look like a graveyard. This was meant to be a pasture. But we could see in this picture, it is a funeral procession. Death is everywhere. But Jesus is walking at the gate. He's coming through the gate. What am I going to do? Hallelujah. What am I going to do when that seed is at my gate in my life? Am I going to receive the seed? Because I'm going to tell you something that is powerful. Because I can let my faith be interrupted and let death come forth out of me. Or I can let life come in me. Jesus is looking to interrupt it. He's looking to interrupt hopelessness. He's looking to bankrupt faithlessness. That's what he's looking to do. So Jesus comes walking in. I love this picture. And it says, and his disciples went with him. And he says, and now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, only the son of the mother. And she was a widow, and much of the people of the city were with her. Much of the people. Listen, it's not always about you, but God wants to interrupt, hallelujah, what the enemy's doing in your life so that he can interrupt those around you. Amen. He says, so he says this, he says, and the son of my, and she was a widow, came to the city in, with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. He said, weep not. There is a seed. Say, there's a seed. She planted faith within her. What do you mean? See, we could have said, but wait, but you see what's going on? Are you blind? I don't know what happened, but something happened because her faith, something took place. I'm here to tell you all God wants to do is you got to let him touch whatever's dead, whatever's been interrupted in your life. And the Bible says that Jesus wept. In the next verse, it says that he came and he touched the briar. It's the coffin. I want you to hear this. I'm going to tell you, he loves you so much. He wants to touch that place that we don't have faith in him. Come on. He wants to expand your faith in who he is. So in this moment right here, it says he touched and he says, and they stood still. Those ones, they stopped. Faithlessness was coming by, but Jesus interrupted it. He interrupted it. Can you look up 2 Corinthians 2:14 for me? Somebody get it real quick. 2 Corinthians 10:4, sorry. For our weapons of warfare, they're not carnal. He says, but they're mighty. Say they're mighty. They're mighty. I'm here to tell you, listen to me. The word of God in your life will interrupt death. He says, pulling down strongholds. What are strongholds? Come on. There are places in our life that the enemy has tried to sabotage God's seed in your life. It's those places in your life, in your lives, moments in your lives where the enemy has tried to interrupt what God has done. I don't care if you're a young kid. It happened to you when you're a young child. I don't care. I'm here to tell you, God is here to touch that dead place. God is here to touch that hopelessness. I don't care what happened. I don't care what the past, what took place back then. It doesn't matter. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He can touch that dead place, that hurt place. That place that the enemy tried to interrupt with darkness. He could touch it. And it says, mighty through, next verse. Casting down imaginations, thoughts. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity of God's, he is the word. You got to bring the thought into captivity. Come on. I'm here to tell you, listen to me, there's things coming in your gates every day. I have to bring it into captivity. I got to take the sword of the Spirit. Come on. And when the enemy comes to my gate, I need to cut the legs off of it. Come on. I need to cut the legs off that thought. Because if I let that thought walk around in my life, it's going to create havoc. It's going to begin to mess all kinds of stuff up in my life. I got to cut the legs off it. And I cut it off with the Word of God. I cut it off with thought. I bring it into subjection. No. This is what God says. I'm here to tell you the enemy flees whenever you bring it into God's subjection. He can't match up. Amen? Let me finish. Tell them they're not too late. They can get saved here tonight, right now. He says, so listen, he says now, he says, in the verse, and he says, and the young man, come on, hear me tonight. This young man, so they can't, he says, let the word interrupt death and hopelessness. Verse 15, this man was awakened by the word of God. He stood up. What was faithless? God interrupts it and causes it to get up. Come on. I need God's word in my life. I hope I encourage you tonight. Would you stand to your feet? Come on. Listen. I wrote these down. I need to be awakened by God's word. Amen? Listen. I cannot work a walk without the word. I cannot walk defenseless. When I walk without God's word in my heart, I'm game for the enemy. The enemy, he is roaming around looking for who he might devour. But if you got a sword in your hand, I said, if you got a sword in your hand, he recognizes God's word. And you'll interrupt the enemy with God's word. As you hold up that stand, hallelujah, stand with the sword of God. I need to let the word of God, the joy of God, disrupt my morning. I need to let God's love interrupt my fear. I need to let faith interrupt my doubt. I need to let hope interrupt my hopelessness. I need to let peace interrupt my conflict. I need to let strength interrupt my weakness. I need to let it. Not only do I need to let God interrupt that, you're an interrupter. The Bible says that he told Peter, the enemy is trying to separate you like wheat. He said, but I'm praying for you. I'm praying, I'm throwing seeds in your life every single moment that you'll pick it up. And when you do recover, I said, when you recover, I want you to go interrupt darkness. I want you to stop, hallelujah, what the enemy is doing to your brothers and sisters. I want you to interrupt it. I want you to interrupt hopelessness. I want you to interrupt the pain, the things that the enemy has tried to do. I want you to do this, Peter. I want you to do this. This is a perfect picture when Jesus, he's standing at the grave of Lazarus. He's at that place. The word of God is outside the tomb. I'm here to tell you, God wants you to be an interrupter like he is. Here's how I know. He said, because God told him, he says, you, go roll the stone away. I want you to interrupt death so that that word can penetrate the heart. I want you to interrupt death. I want you to go preach the word of God. I want you to begin to till the ground in somebody's heart. Begin to love somebody. Begin to speak hope into somebody's heart. Begin to till, roll the stone away. Roll the stone away. Roll the stone away. And when they rolled the stone away, Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. I want you to know that somebody say, well, I'm not meant to preach. I don't know if I could preach. That's okay. Because there's another partnership. There's another interrupter. You know who they are? He says, you. Go take the dead clothes off them. Take that dead mask off them. All those things from their past. All those things that the enemy tried to interrupt their life with. I want you to begin to take them off. Whew. I want you to remind them who they are. I want you to renew their minds. I want you to take that off their mind so that they could see me for who I really am. I want you to interrupt them right now. I want you to do that. Go into the world. Preach the good news. Interrupt darkness. Come on. So here tonight, I don't know where you are. I don't know if the enemy's tried to interrupt you. Right here tonight, every one of us have that question in our hearts. Maybe it was this week. Maybe it was just that moment. Maybe it's just a moment, time, whatever it is. But you got to be on guard. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray right now. I pray right now, God, Lord, for each one here, whatever it is, God. God, maybe people have been stopped. They've been stopped in their track. Father, I speak to those right here tonight that your word interrupts. You interrupt it right now. I pray that you shine in the midst of darkness. I pray to God, Lord, that you open their eyes, that they see you for who you are. Father God, I pray for those tonight, right here tonight, God, that, Lord, that the enemy's tried to interrupt their walk, their fire. Father God, I pray right now, God, Lord, that you give them the strength. I pray that you give them the strength. right here tonight by faith as we just receive it. So whatever it is, come on, just lift up your hands, eyes closed. Say, Father God, whatever the deficit is, I said, whatever the deficit is, you are my surplus. You are my provision. Fill, fill, fill every void. Hallelujah. Fill every void, every space of emptiness, whatever the enemy has tried to do, Father God. Fill up my house. Hallelujah. Fill up my house, Father God. Every room, every place. Hallelujah. Fill up my heart, God. Interrupt what the enemy's trying to do. Interrupt it, Father God, by your Spirit. Lord, we stand upon it. And anybody here tonight that has received, that has not received Christ in life, as I end this service, I'm going to be standing right up here. If you want to make that commitment to receive Him, to walk out of this place, a new man and woman in Christ, do it. And we'll declare with all of our hearts, we are. God's knocking. Open up. Let Him in. He wants to interrupt.